Okay, good afternoon, class. My lecture will be continuously on 10 types of upekkha. Now I can finish. Morning, I explain about the vipassana upekkha. Okay? I think you understand about the vipassana upekkha, but the experience later. After you practice meditation, maybe you have a practice meditation experience vipassana upekkha. Only identifying, oh, I have experience. I experience vipassana upekkha when I practice meditation. You can say right, okay? Vipassana upekkha. Do you remember vipassana jnanena lakkhanatayi dethe? Sankharanam anicca bhavati vichinane macchatata upacchati ayam vipassana upekkha nama. Srinarayana Buddha Gosa explained about the vipassana upekkha in Pali. Okay, now let us go, let us explain sankhara upekkha. Sankhara upekkha. Sankhara upekkha also vipassana knowledge. This vipassana upekkha also the knowledge of vipassana. So sankhara upekkha is a little different. Sankhara upekkha is the highest vipassana inside knowledge. You know 10 types of vipassana knowledge. So the highest vipassana knowledge inside knowledge is sankhara upekkha jnana. Sankhara upekkha jnana. So I want to explain about the sankhara upekkha. Sankhara upekkha, sankhara upekkha. Equanimity of conditioned things or equanimity of formation. Equanimity of sankhara. I think sankhara is a translated formation. Conditioned things. It's a different translation. So we should know sankhara is a sankhara experience. Because some is together, unitedly. Kara means creation. The cause created unitedly, harmoniously, conditions harmoniously produce its effect. That is the meaning. Sankhara means the things which is harmoniously created by it is a cause. San, unitedly, or harmoniously, kara means created. Not one condition is created one effect. Many conditions harmoniously created this effect. Okay? Like that, if a car runs on the road, there are many conditions. If there is one condition less, car cannot move. So there's many conditions harmoniously created this effect. So that is a sankhara. But you should notice it. All sankhara used this term is different meanings. Okay? Sabe sankhara, anicca, this sankhara, sankhara upekkha, sankhara is the same things. Conditioned things. But avijja paccaya sankhara is a different sankhara. Okay? Then avijja paccaya sankhara, this is volitional activities. This is the name of karma. Karma also produces this effort together with other conditions. Karma alone cannot produce its effect. Okay, karma is like a seed. Seed alone cannot grow up. Cannot get down root and up shoot or stand and leaf and flowers cannot. But it's necessary the help of moisture and soil. Okay? Seed alone cannot produce. See, with the help of soil and moisture, it can grow. Isn't that? If you have a mango seed, you keep this mango seed in your box, it cannot grow, mango tree. But you grow under the soil and pour water, then get a root and raise up through. That is also harmoniously, there's a conditions. So Sankhara also like that. Many conditions harmoniously produce its effect. That is a Sankhara. Sankhara is the name of the things which is produced by its effect harmoniously. Okay? Things which is produced by it is a cause harmoniously. That is a Sankhara. So Sankhara Upekha. Sankhara means, according to phenomena, Sankhara is not other things, that is mind matter, nama rupa. Nama rupa are Sankhara. Nirvana is not a Sankhara. Because of nama rupa arises depending on its conditions, therefore they are called Sankhara. If there is no cause, they cannot exist. You know the formula of Patijasamubbara? Formula of Patijasamubbara. That is, Buddhist causality is very simple to contemplate. I will give you four lines. It is useful for you. Imasame sati idam hoti. Can you see? Can you read? Imasame sati idam hoti. Imasopada idam upachati. Imasame sati idam hoti. Imasopada imasa upada. Imasame asati idam na hoti. This next meaning is imasa miroda idam mirojati. This is briefly explained in Patijasamubbara. This is from Sutanda, dealing with the information in Nidana Sanyutta, Pali, Nidana Sanyutta, and Udana Pali, which is Sutta's dealing with the Patijasamubbara. So these are four lines of Buddhist causalities. I told you first, searching for the cause is very important. All religions appear to search for the cause. Okay? What is the cause? So here, imasame sati idam hoti means, imasame sati idam hoti, if it translated, this exists, that exists. Only referring to, that is the meaning. If the cause exists, the effect exists, the meaning is. Like that A and B, some scholars use. When A exists, B exists, like that, cause effect. According to the Pali terms, imasame means this. So B means exist. So if this exists, this exists. Imasa upada idam upajati. Imasa upada, arising of this, this arises. This also cause and effect. Arising of this, this arises. Imasa upada idam upajati. These two are Anuloma Patijasamubbara. patiloma reverse order. Imasame asati idan nahodu. If this does not exist, that does not, this does not exist. Imasa nirodha iran nirochati. Owing to ceasing of this, that ceases. Owing to cessation of this, or ceasing of this, cessation of this, this ceased. This ceases. More clear to that because A and B depend on each other. Okay? A and B depend on each other. When A exists, B exists. When does not A exist, B does not exist. Okay? Arising of A, B arises. The cessation of A, B ceases. That is, imasa nirodha, idan nirochati. That is causality. So we should know if there's, as long as the cause arises, the effect arises. That is the meaning. That is the meaning. The meaning, as long as kilesa and karma arises within us, we will be born in samsara. Okay? As long as karma, there exists karma and kilesa within us, we will be born in samsara. If there is no karma or no kilesa, we will not be born in samsara. You can say definitely. That is briefly explained Four Noble Truths and Vedajasmobhara, dependent origination. Another example we can say, that is Nagarjuna's examples. Nagarjuna said, Nagarjuna dialectic, Madhyamika philosophies. But there is also Buddha's teaching, but it's Buddha's teachings a little bit. But according to it, Madhyamika philosophies explain the Patijasobhara. He says like that. That is also about the causalities. According to him, father and son, he gave father and son. These two depend on each other. Okay? Father and son depend on each other. When there is no father, there is no son. When there is no son, he cannot be called father. Isn't that? That is also explaining cause and effect. Son depend on father, father depend on son. That is called, in Theravada tradition, it is upada panyati. Pointing to others, it is called. Isn't that? Upada panyati. So, that is a pointing to others, it is, it can be called. That is also explanation of causalities. Okay? So complicated, Nagarjuna's explanations, okay, this is an easy way. Buddha never make you complicate. So, yes, very easy. Imasme sati idam hoti, imasobhara idam upajati. When this exists, that exists, we can say. Due to arising of this, that arises. For another example, there is a light. When the sun rises up, isn't that? When the sun rises up, there is a light. Yes? Equanimity? Equanimity? Yeah, I want to explain this. Sankharupeka is dealing with the sankhara. Sankhara means conditions. Okay, conditions in this way. Okay? This is dealing with the sankhara. I explain this. Sankhara means conditions harmoniously produce its effect. That is called sankhara. So, let us go on to the main topic. Let us go back to the main. Yeah? I'll explain. This is also, I mean, when there's a cause exist, effect exist. When there's the sun exists, the sun rises up and it's a light, we get a light. When the sun is no more, there's no light. That is the meaning. Because the sun is a cause, light is an effect. Everywhere, like cause and effects everywhere, we can experience. You can use your knowledge and see everywhere there's a cause and effect. Is it that? How to get the food? If you eat the rice, how to get the rice? How many conditions to have rice, to be rice? Many conditions, you know? You must water, you must pot, you must have water, you must have pot. Then electricity or the other fires. And there's the person who walk to cook. So many conditions and we can get only one rice. Isn't that? So, yeah, causality can be fine, even kitchen. Isn't that? Causality. Even kitchen, you can find a causality. This causality is common to all, but we never notice about that. Therefore, the Buddha has pointed out there is a causality. Isn't that? Everywhere, causality. The Buddha explained the Dhamma. Not this Dhamma is fallen down from heaven. This cause and effect arises within us, or our circumstances. So, to notice, to realize, to understand about ourselves, or about our circumstance, environment, the Buddha has explained. So all things are sankhara. When there is no cause, there is no effect. So sankharupika. So what is a sankharupika? I will give some of Pali. Sankhara. You should notice sankhara is mind matter, briefly. Okay? We have only mind matter. Sankhara. Sankhara pregnanto. English I. Only one letter. Yeah, aha means I. I will use capital letters because of people think I always thumb up. Mama. Sankhari Parikananda Aham Mama Di Kahetabam Adhistwa. Aham Mama Di Kahetabam Adhistwa. Payamcha Nandencha. Payancha nandencha vipahaya. Payancha nandencha vipahaya. Sabha sankharesu udasino. I stop here. Okay, one sentence. Sankhari prekhananto aham mama di kahetasam adhesava. Payancha nandencha vipahaya sabha sankharesu udasino. Udasino means upika. Synonymous terms upika. This Pali is very beautiful. No? Venerable Buddha Gosa's work. संखारे परिघ्नन्तो अहं मम ति कहेतव्यम् अधिसवा भयञ्च आनन्देञ्च विपहाय सभासंखारेषु सभामेष ओ संखार उदासीनो. So that is the meaning. Sankhari Parikhananto means on contemplation of sankharas, on contemplation of sankhara, contemplation, Parikhananto means contemplation, on contemplation of sankhara, on contemplation of sankhara, contemplating sankhara. Okay? That is the meaning. If you contemplate sankhara, okay, and during meditation time, we contemplate, we meditate towards sankhara, what is happening within us, mind matters, whatever arises within us, at the time we contemplate. For example, breathe in, breathe out, or heat and cold, something, what is happening in our body. You experience meditations also, no? So, whatever, which sankhara arises within us, that is on contemplation of sankhara, seeing nothing, adhesava. Adhesava means seeing nothing. Seeing nothing, Kahitabha Gehenna means to refer as I or mine. Seeing nothing, to refer I or mine. You to contemplate your body. Please search for, you say I, which is I. Roughly we can understand like that. My hair is I? No. I is I? No. Ear, I, no, ear is ear, not I. So, if he analyzes, there is no I. Is it then? It's no I. I see, we say every day, oh, I see something with my eye, say, which is I, who is I? According to phenomena, there are I am visible object. Depending on I am visible object, I consciousness arises within us. Then, depending on I consciousness, the unity of these three, there is a contact. Through contact, there is a feeling. Through feeling, there is a craving. Okay? Through craving, there is a grasping. Through grasping, there is establishing of for life, existence of life. Only these dhammas phenomena arise. Only phenomena arise. There is nothing to point out as an I. Can see I? Please show me which is I, who is I? So, yogi did not find I. That is the meaning. Sankhari Parikhananto on contemplation of sankhara, seeing nothing to refer as I or mine. Aham means I, mama means mine, my property. I is my I, can you say? In ultimate sense, you may say in common sense, in common level, that is my eye. But you cannot own your eye. Do you think I own my eye? If you own, you cannot lose. You cannot go to the eye hospitals. No need to go. Because of your own. So, these are I and mine. Nothing is there as I. If you contemplate sankhara, you cannot see anything to point out as a I or mine. Okay? Therefore, the Buddha says, mind and matter, everything, all conditioned things, nitya mama, this is not my. Nitya mama, this is not my. Niso hamasmi, this is not I am. Namiso atta, this is not my atta. Another Lakhana Sutta, the Buddha says, explain. There is the highest level of vipassana knowledge. There is a sankharupika. After seeing like that, okay? I explain again the Pali. On contemplation of sankhara, seeing nothing to refer as I or mine, he removed both terror and delight. Tara, fear, okay? Tara and delight. Bhayanja nandainja. Bhaya means tara. Tara. Nandain means delight. He removes both tara and delight and becomes indifferent. Buddha Sino, indifferent. Becomes indifferent and neutral towards all sankhara. After seeing, if you contemplate sankhara, you cannot find there is I, there is to be say as a I, to be my property, to be my nothing, you never see anything. Therefore, there's no fear, no delight dealing with the sankhara. Because sankhara is not I. Sankhara is only sankhara, not my. Therefore, sankhara means you are outside. Strange, not your property. So, if you're not, you need not to fear about it. For example, a tree, because of the lack of water, tree become dry and die. But you never worry about that, because you never assume tree is I. Isn't that? Like that, if you contemplate your body, your mind, let's say, outside, external things, so you never find out in sankhara to be pointed out as a I or my properties. If you see like that, you can remove tara and both, tara and delight. Isn't that? Tara and delight. After that, your mental situations become equanimity. You never within you there is no fear, no delight, only equanimity arises. This knowledge is called Sankharupeka, the highest level of vipassana. After Sankharupeka, you can go to the Mecca and Phala. If Sankharupeka is strong enough, you go very easily. So we must try to our Sankharupeka become mature. As long as Sankharupeka knowledge is not mature, cannot go. Okay? You understand? But that is not my subject, okay? My subject must be go back to a Vidama. That is also dealing with the Vidama. This is 10 types of upekha. Okay, let us move on to the main subjects of Vidama. That is also now you have already know about akusala chaitas, okay? Akusala chaitas. There's four chaita nupasana. Akusala Chaitas. Then I want to explain this Ahetuka Chaitas. Okay, Ahetuka Chaitas. Ahetuka Chaita, this term also, Ahetuka, this term also confusable when you read Sutta and Pali. Ahetuka, A is a negative, compound words. A is a prefix, that is meaning is a negative. Hetu, this is ka is a suffix. Okay? There is also, this term also sometimes confusable. We cannot define the meanings of ahetuka. It stand alone. According to context, we must explain the meanings. Okay? For example, what is that? Can you read? Ahetuka vada. According to the context, that is another meaning. Okay? Ahetuka vada. You can say, Ahetuka deti. Deti means a view. Okay? Vada means opinion or idea. Ahetuka sata. Can you read? Ahetuka sata. According to context, ahetuka sata means a being which is relinking mind is ahetuka patisanti. Okay? That is called ahetuka sata, animals and those who are born as hell in hell, they are called ahetuka sata. Because of their patisanti is Ahetuka Patisandhis. Then, Ahetuka Chaitas. Now I explain only Ahetuka Chaitas. But what is the Ahetuka Vada or Ahetuka Techi? Hetu means the cause. Ahetuka means not cause. Causeless. The view of causelessness is Ahetuka Techi. They never accept, they reject a cause. Okay? We are born as a human being, accident. There is no cause, no special cause. Accidentally, we are born. Accidentally, we are born in Germany. Accidentally, we are born in Europe and other countries. Maybe. There's no cause. He rejected cause. There's not the creation of God. So, this is Vada hold by in during Buddha's lifetime, previous Buddhas, earlier than Buddhas, in India, there are such views appeared. This view is held by Makkali Kosala. You see, Makkali Kosala talk about Ahetuka. According to him, purification is all beings have become purified without a cause. There is no cause to purify of human beings. Beings become impure without a cause. According to him. Do you want to listen Makkali Kosala's Dhamma? Makkali Kosala rejects any cause. He rejected even human effort. According to him, there is nothing to do. We are accidentally born as a human being. One day, everybody will go to Nirvana. Nothing to do. According to him, maybe There are many people who like it. This Ayadukkavara is a causeless. He rejected any cause. The Buddha blamed his abuse because there's a cause. Without cause, nothing arises. Even rice, if there's no cause, we cannot eat rice. There must be condition or causes. Isn't it that? So this is Ayadukkavara, Ahiduka deities. That is another meaning. Ahiduka sada, Ahiduka deita, I explain. Ahiduka, first we must know, Hetu means a special term for six dhammas. Special terms are these Hetu. The word Hetu is used for special, these dhammas. Loba, okay, dosa, moha, with a negative, aloba, adosa, amoha. These six dhammas are called hetu. This is a special dance for these dhammas in Vidama. Not to refer to other dhammas, loba, dosa, moha, aloba, adosa, amoha. Attachment or craving, hatred, deletion, with the negative, non-attachment, non-hatred, non-delusions. Okay? These six type of dhammas are called hetu. This citta never associate one of these six hetus. Therefore, this citta is called ahetuka citta. The most scholars use rootless cittas. I prefer this one, citta dissociated from hetu is better, I think. Not confusing, not rootless. Causeless is not correct. If it's causeless, then it's confusable. These chaitas are causeless chaitas, impossible. Okay? Therefore, this hetu, we should remain as a hetu, left out without the translation. Hetu is the only hetu. These hetus are special term for these six type of dharmas. This chaita never associated one of these six type of hetus. Therefore, this citta is called Ahituka citta.
Can you give an example?
Yeah?
Can you give an example?
Example? Ahituka citta? No, I will explain Ahituka citta continuously. Now, just I explain the term of Ahituka citta. Okay? These cittas never, later you will know. Chaitas associated with the chaitasikas. These are the name of chaitasikas. You see, I did not explain yet. 52 are chaitasika. These six are included in 52. Okay? Out of 52, these six are called hetu. These chaitasika never associated with this chaita. For example, loba mula chaita associated with the loba. Dosa mula chaita associated with the dosa. Therefore, according to these are very powerful. These six type of dhammas are very powerful. Therefore, when the Buddha explained 24 conditions, the Buddha explained hetu paccayo. Okay? They are hetu paccayo. These six type of dhammas are hetu paccayo. They are conditions of root conditions. Very strong. As far as loba arises, loba mula chaita arises. Okay? They are looking like a root of a tree. Root of a tree. If loba exists, loba mula chaita exists. like that dosa moha also. So you should know the meanings of Aitika Chaita I'm explaining here. You can read first, I read, okay? In Abhidhamma treatise, the six type of mental states, lobha, attachment, dosa, hatred, moha, delusion, alobha, non-attachment, adosa, non-hatred, and amoha, non-delusion, are described as a hetu, okay? Meaning condition that 45 effects concerned, like the root of a tree. That is important, the meaning. The meaning of hetu. Meaning conditions that 45 effects, 45 their effect, 45 effects concerned. Okay? This is the type of hetus are 45 the effects concerned. Like the root of a tree. They are looking like a root of a tree. Because our tree grow up depending on root. If there's no root, no tree can grow up. Isn't that? If I cut out the root of a tree, the tree cannot grow up. They are like a root of a tree. So condition, this is that 45 effects concerned like the root of a tree. That consciousness that dissociated from such a hetu is called ahetuka. Now the confused say, well, ahetuka vara or ahetuka deity, I explain. Okay? Not to confuse. Consciousness that dissociated from such a hetu is called ahetuka. It means a consciousness that is absent from hetu. Okay? Absent from hetu. Ahetuka chaita is divided into three according to types, namely, ahetuka chaita is three. Number one, what is it, number one? Akusala vipaka. Okay, with the decade of akusala vipaka. Vipaka means result. Vipaka means result. This term also very beautiful, you see. This sometimes our literal meaning is very beautiful. We should know the literal meaning of some of terms. So vipaka, we is a prefix. Signing together, we and paka. We means different. We means dharmas and different natures. The dharmas in different nature, good, evil and good. We referring to kusala and akusala, evil and good. Paka means effect. We say tanam, kusala, kusala nam, paka, vipaka. So very beautiful the explanations. We say tana, it's different in nature, we say tana. We say tana, what is it we say tana? It is mentioned kusala, kusalana, paka, vipaka. So, we means we say tana, kusala, kusalana. Paka means paka, effect, result. Result of evil and good. We say that means kusala, akusala are different in nature. So, result, kusala, akusala, which is has a different natures. Therefore, it is a term of vipaka. Vipaka is so called because it is a result of kusala and akusala in different natures. Okay? So, according to it, The special Saknikatam is used to find the Lord Buddhas. Now, akusala vipaka, kusala vipaka. When the word is joining together, vipaka, not a special meaning is mentioned later. Therefore, akusala vipaka, kusala vipaka, another adjective is necessary to use. Because of vipaka is become general. After that, vipaka has become general. So, kusala vipaka, akusala vipaka is played. So, kusala vipaka, resado akusala vipaka, resado akusala, kusala vipaka, resado kusala. Then, kriya. Kriya means inoperative consciousness. Inoperative consciousness. Later, I will explain the kriyas also. Now, you should keep in your mind, kriya, mostly kriya chetas arises within only a hand. Mostly, not all kriya chetas. Apart from only two, kriya chetas will be classified into 20. Out of 20, 80 kriya cheta, apart from only two, are only within a hand. That is the meaning. Inoperative kusala is can be called kriya. Inoperative kusala. Why inoperative kusala? Why is it inoperative? Because there is it has no helping of kilesa. Arahants, all kilesas are eradicated by arahant. Therefore, kusala karma has no helping conditions. They cannot produce its effect. Okay? For example, Venerable Sariputta Dhamma talk. Venerable Sariputta donate something he owned to others. That is a dana. For within us, this is kusala. This kusala can produce its effect. We can be born in this life through this karma. But within Venerable Sariputta, there is no kilesa, no mental defilement. Therefore, this kusala cannot produce effect. Therefore, this effort is named in other way, kriya, no more kusala. You understand? So mostly kriya chaitas arises within us. You should mind and you might like that. So now I explain akusala vipaka and kusala vipaka kriya. Now, akusala vipaka is seven. That consciousness that is a result of akusala is called akusala vipaka. The akusala vipaka chaita is classified into seven according to base, where mind arises and a function that mind performs. According to base, according to function. Okay? According to base, according to function, they are named the classifications according to base or according to function. How akusala vipaka chaita is classified into seven? According to base, eye consciousness accompanied by indifferent feeling, and so are ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, body consciousness accompanied by pain. According to function, receiving consciousness accompanied by indifferent, investigating consciousness accompanied by indifference, all together seven. Ahituka I explain not because of causeless. Only dissociated from alova arosa, alova dosa moha, alova arosa moha. They have a cause. They have a cause. Their cause is akusala. Akusala karma is their cause. But they never associate with the alova dosa moha. Okay? Some chaitas are, for example, if you are sleeping, no dream, sound sleep, and then the craving arises within you. Hatred, delusion, No, at that time we are free from craving. This association is like that. Never associate with our mind. Sometimes not associate. This is for example, eye consciousness is just seeing something. Awareness is only something. Not this eye consciousness is cannot think that is loving or that is to be hate. Never think about. Only just awareness of the object. Therefore, there's no chance of emotions also. Okay? Because the mind is not only one mind is a can produce effect. There are later we explain a bit more now we are only starting point. Actually I will tell you this now we are accumulation of phenomena. How to relate these dhammas to perform functions and need to explain later. Only now we are collecting material, collecting things. Now we want to construct a beautiful buildings. That is the Dhamma buildings, Dhamma knowledge buildings. Now we are just collecting cement, sand, and brick, and something necessary. Now we are just collecting these things. Now we are analyzing only chetas. After that, cheta seeker. After that, mind. Then, after that, metas. How to mutual relation? How to relate? Mutually relate, and how to perform their functions in our daily life? We need this further studies. Okay. Therefore, I said to you, soundly sleep is no dream at all. Only sleep. When dream is there is a credence sometimes. Some young people, not you, I mean, some young people in dream, they find they need their lovers. There's a craving. They need their enemies, there's a hatred. Right? In dream. Some people say, in dream, king others. That is a hatred. But the sound sleep never dream. Okay? Now let me stop. Time is over.